Responding to Mr. Trump just before midnight, Ms. Pelosi urged the president, who pledged to deliver his address in the near future, to accept the Democrats' bill. Mr. President, I hope by saying near future, you mean you will support the House-passed package to end the shutdown that the Senate will vote on tomorrow, Ms. Pelosi wrote on Twitter. Please accept this proposal so we can reopen government, repay our federal workers, and then negotiate our differences. But with the House set to leave town on Thursday, it is highly unlikely that the impasse will end by Tuesday, when Mr. Trump was scheduled to deliver his address, an annual Washington ritual that usually plays out with pomp in front of both chambers of Congress, the Supreme Court, cabinet secretaries, and honored guests. For Mr. Trump, it would have been a moment to command the stage, with television cameras rolling and Ms. Pelosi stuck behind him, trying to figure out whether to grimace or nod. Now, the president is trying to paint Ms. Pelosi as a left-wing radical who canceled the address for political reasons, despite her assertion that she simply wanted to postpone and not cancel it because of the burden it would impose on Secret Service agents working without pay. It's really a shame what's happening with the Democrats, Mr. Trump told reporters at the White House. They've become radicalized. In the afternoon, Mr. Trump pledged to do something in the alternative, and it was not clear at the time whether he had completely given up on holding the speech in the Capitol. Some lawmakers raised the possibility that he could deliver it in the Senate chamber, but others, as well as some Trump advisors, suggested it would be better for him to issue the speech at the border or during a rally. But ultimately, the president wrote on Twitter that he decided against an alternative site, quote, because there is no venue that can compete with the history, tradition, and importance of the House chamber, he added. I look forward to giving a great State of the Union address in the near future. Mr. Trump's actions during the shutdown have often seemed in response to criticism from allies, like the conservative commentator Ann Coulter and the primetime hosts on Fox News. The network's first reaction to the president's decision to delay his speech appeared to indicate trouble ahead. Trump blinks, read the headline atop the Fox website. While the president is permitted on the floor of the House, he needs an invitation to speak. Ms. Pelosi had invited Mr. Trump to deliver the speech in a letter on January 3rd, when she was sworn in as Speaker. But in a second letter on January 16th, she warned that there were security concerns and asked that they work together to determine another suitable date after government has reopened, or that Mr. Trump consider delivering it in writing.